But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south to the way that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert. And he arose and went. And look, there was a man from Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge over all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, Go and join up with that chariot. And running near, Philip heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, Do you understand what you are reading? He said, How can I, unless someone explains it to me? So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture which he was reading was this, He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation his justice was taken away. Who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. The eunuch answered Philip, Who is the prophet talking about? About himself, or about someone else? Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from the scripture, preached to him Jesus. As they went on the way, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, Look, here is water. What is keeping me from being baptized? And he said, If you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him any more, for he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus. Passing through, he preached the good news to all the cities, until he came to Caesarea.